Today is Monday, April 12th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. What a day. Well, at least, at the very least, this is a short week for me. So I took a couple of days off on, I took Thursday and Friday off because I'm getting the shot on Thursday. Now, Mark did make a point that we didn't schedule the shot until 4 p.m. on Thursday, but I took the whole day off on Thursday. But, you know, I'm going to mentally prepare for the shot in the morning, have lunch, and then make sure I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I've meditated. I've prayed, all of that kind of stuff. And then we're going to go. And we have to leave at 3:30 to get there in time, fill out the paperwork, do all that kind of stuff. And then I'll be ready to take the shot. And then hopefully I'm going to be sick on Friday because apparently I don't know if this is true or not, but I've read and heard even Auntie Scott on That Darn Elvis today was telling Daniel that the stronger your symptoms are, the stronger your immune system is. And I feel like I'm going to be paranoid because I'm a hypochondriac, but I don't like to go to the doctor. It's a juxtaposition. One day I'm just going to, like I've said before, one day I'm going to keel over dead and it's going to be something very simple that it'll be like, you know, we could have given you a vitamin for that. You have iron deficiency and it killed you, but you know, you didn't go to the doctor. So there's no way we knew. But anyway, regardless, I don't go to the doctor. I don't like going to the doctor, but yet I'm a hypochondriac and I always think I've got something. So now I'm going to be wondering, I'm going to be like, oh my God, I didn't get symptoms. Oh my God, I didn't get very many symptoms. I guess I have a horrible immune system. What's wrong with me? I've probably got leukemia or, you know, whatever. I don't know. But we're doing that. And so I took 2 days off and I have a lot of days off. We've discussed this before. On Baron Frosty was saying on Twitter that I don't work very much. I feel like he takes a lot of vacations as well. I don't feel like he has room to talk. Also, I take all of the days that I get. If I'm given a certain amount of days, I'm going to take those. Work-life balance, folks. So regardless, I'm counting the days, and I have 2 more full work days before I'm off for a 4-day weekend. I'm looking forward to it. I know it's just Monday, but I'm already looking forward to my 4-day weekend. So what did I do last weekend? So last weekend, we didn't really have a whole lot of plans, and I was really happy about that because the past 2 weekends, I've gone over to my parents the past 2 weekends and before, and though that takes time and it takes an entire evening or, you know, whenever we go over there, and then we have chores and we have other stuff that we've got to do. And so then, you know, there are those things. And so we had no plans, which I was happy about. And so basically what we did is on Saturday, so I did Mix Minus on Friday night. That was very good. Well, I guess it was shorter than normal, but I think Daniel and I just ran out of stuff to say, and Daniel had his shot. I think, you know, he was a little crazy in the head because he had his shot. And so we had to speed through everything so he wouldn't, you know, pass out basically. But we did get a comment from Dean Barney, who shared some scandalous photos in the Gayish Discord, by the way. If anyone is in Gayish, you can see Dean Barney in all of his United Kingdom glory in one of their channels, but I won't even tell you which one. He'll have to tell you. So he was telling us that it was a really good episode Friday night and that he really thought the chemistry was very good. But as we know, our chemistry is great. So anyway, we recorded that and Mark had worked late, so he was actually still awake. Normally on Friday nights, Mark, by the time I'm done with Mix Minus, Mark is in bed and he's long gone to dreamy land. But he was still awake. He was still working, actually, because Mark is a workaholic. I'm not. I get my work done, but I am not a workaholic. Like I said before, I'm all about work-life balance. I will do my work, but I'm not going to do, well, it depends. If I'm really loving what I'm doing, like normally when I'm doing a programming job, if I have something I have to do programming, I will program in front of the television. I'll program all day long. I'll program because I'm trying to solve a problem, but creating slides and having meetings all day long, oh, I'm so tired when it's over. But he was still working anyway. So he stopped working when I got done and we went to bed. And then Saturday we got up and I've decided that I need to, Saturday is my weigh-in day for Weight Watchers. And I've decided that we need to go and walk. So first thing when I wake up in the morning, we need to go to the park and we need to walk for half an hour. That does two things. First of all, it burns a few extra calories, but it also causes, you know, I'm hoping that it loosens up whatever's still in my bowels or pushes it down so that I can then go relieve myself. I don't want to get into much detail here, but, you know, so I can go and relieve myself and get rid of some extra weight. And so we went, I slept kind of late. I slept until, I don't know, 10 or 10:30. And then we went, I didn't eat. I didn't even drink anything. And then we went to the park. And we did our 30-minute walk, and we played Pokemon while we were walking, as we normally do. And these families take their kids to the park. And there's a walking path. And they will just wander out onto the walking path and just take up the whole path. And we're trying to, they've got their kids and their dogs and their whatever else, and they're totally blocking the path. It drives me crazy. And we're trying to stay away from people because, you know, we're not fully vaccinated yet. And we were not wearing a mask because it's outdoors. And I don't want to wear a mask outdoors at the park. I guess I could, but I really don't want to. And so we did our walk for 30 minutes, play Pokemon. And then we had decided we have a restaurant called Raising Cane's or Raisin Cane's. I don't know. There's probably not a G, but it's called Raising Cane's Chicken. And I know it's a lot of different places in the U.S., so I'm sure other people have experienced Raising Cane's. And the thing about it is, their chicken is not very flavorful. It's very moist and juicy, and I really like it, but it's not very flavorful. But their sauce is amazing. We were actually talking about this in the Throwing Down Discord the other day. We were talking about who likes ketchup and who likes various sauces and condiments. And some of the people in the chat room, in the Discord, were saying, oh, if you need a, I don't remember who it was, but somebody was saying, if you need a condiment or if you need a sauce, then the food's not good enough. I totally disagree. I love sauces. I love ketchup. And Whataburger's ketchup is so good. And I love it. I will get extra ketchup at Whataburger and then eat it on anything because it's so good. I love it. Although they sold it, they started bottling it and they sell it at the store now. But I feel like the ketchup in the bottle does not taste the same as the ketchup that you get at the store. It's like they put crack in it or something. Anyway, so Cane's has the best sauce I've ever had for chicken. It's a mayonnaise-based sauce, and it's got a red tint to it. I think it's got some cayenne pepper in it. I don't know, but I love it. It's so good. So after we walked, we went to Cane's and got chicken. I got way too much because it's my cheat day, and my eyes were bigger than my stomach. And now that I've been dieting, I can't eat as much before I get full either. But anyway, we got that, and then we went home. But before we ate, so what I did, because, you know, the soggy fry situation. So because Cane's is quite far away from our house, and so by the time you get home, the fries have steamed themselves in the container, and they've gotten soggy. Even if they were crispy when we were originally there, they're not by the time we get home. So I've dumped them into the air fryer, put the air fryer on, because that is the best way to re-crisp your fast food French fries. I'm telling you right now. So then I weighed and I was stripped naked. Well, I tried to poo and I couldn't. Even though I walked, it didn't push anything else out. I really wanted to, but anyway, I stepped on the scale. And even though I was worried about it, I lost an additional 1.5 pounds. So I have lost over 20 pounds now. So I'm doing really good. Yay. Yeah. I should give myself I wonder if I can do this. I should give myself a round of applause. I wonder if this will work. Well, it's not very loud, but there we go. So anyway, I'm over 20 pounds lost now. I've just got to, once I get to the weight that I want, which I've got quite a ways to go before I get to the weight that I want, I've got to figure out then how to keep it off. Because that's always my problem. So I've got to figure out the balance of maybe not dieting, but keeping my diet enough under control that I just maintain the weight that I've achieved instead of gaining everything back. Maybe I add a second cheat day, but I still do Weight Watchers during the week. And maybe that balances out, so I just stay the same weight. I don't know. I'll figure it out. So anyway, did that. I'm really happy about that, though. And then Saturday, we watched a bunch of... Mark downloaded the WOW app, which is the RuPaul's Drag Race app. We watched all of the most recent season of UK Drag Race. And then on Sunday, again, we had no plans. We got up. And I did a little bit of homework and then we played Pokemon because it was community day and we watched more Drag Race. And that was about it. And I had a lot of homework on Sunday. So I did all of my project management homework for my course. And it just got graded and I made 100. So this course is finished. Now I'll start another one on Wednesday. I've done 3 2-week courses and I've got 3 more to go. And so that was the weekend. And then today I just got up and worked and started counting the days before my next long weekend. Got one email. It says, rock on with your bad geeky self. It's from Danny. He says, we love your Friday podcast intro music and thank you for sharing your inspirational stories and memories regarding the life and death of a personality beloved and influential radio host, Russ Martin. Love from Leeds. Thank you. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.